Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lance Richborg. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Randy Moore. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ben Cantwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg strikes out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon takes first base on ball four. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote takes first base on ball four. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball four. Sparrer moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Grimm moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Richborg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimm tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a line drive towards short. Moranville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Richborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Heathcote moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Welsh. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Bruce Cunningham now pitching. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-1 in the game. Beck hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Sisler pinch hits for Johnny Noon. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Sisler now playing first base. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malone strikes out. 1 out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heathcote. The throw from Spurrer and he is safe. Heathcote steals second. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Spurrer for a passed ball. Heathcote moves to third. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heathcote scores. It's 8-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Spurrer for a passed ball. Kyler moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spurrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurrer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spurrer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Spurrer reaches third base with a triple. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spurrer scores. 1 out. It's 8-1, Cubs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to second. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-2 in the game. Richborg hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. McGuire scores. Cunningham scores. Moranville goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4 to Cubs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Cubs. Hal Carlson now pitching. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Welsh hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-2 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beck moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sparrer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Wally Burger pinch hits for Bruce Cunningham. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Brandt now pitching. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0-for-3 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Welsh hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Braves, 8, Cubs, 8. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sparrer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0-for-3 in the game. Beck takes first base on ball 4. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carlson strikes out. The ball gets by Sparrer. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-4 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for Cliff Heathcote. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Rich Borg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Beck tags and scores. English tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-8, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Sparrer and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Wilson is walked intentionally. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Keke Kyler now playing right field. Riggs Stevenson now playing left field. Lance Richborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richborg is 0 for 4 in the game. Richborg hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Moranville hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carlson, and towards Beck, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Boston Braves, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.